Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. Euthanasia becomes a reality for Washington, D.C., and then I'll have your daily stock market report. In today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a consecrated virgin from a very holy family, Facebook has been censoring Catholic pages, and California scientists have discovered reusable paper which can be reused up to 80 times. LifeSite News is reporting that although Washington, D.C. passed the D.C. Death with Dignity Act, legalizing euthanasia in 2016, the law was never placed into effect. So it has been legal, but not implemented. That is, until now. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, a Catholic to boot, announced on Monday that the district's Department of Health would immediately begin overseeing assisted suicides in D.C. The motivating factor which caused Mayor Bowser to spring into action was the vote by a U.S. House committee to invalidate the D.C. law legalizing euthanasia. Normally, Congress can repeal local Washington, D.C. laws within 30 days of their passage, but since the law was passed in 2016, that was not an option. Representative Andy Harris of Maryland decided that the next best way to combat this abomination was to pass an amendment attached to a budget bill which would nullify the entire law. It being easier to nullify a law allowing a medical procedure that nobody is using, Mayor Bowser has set out to make sure that people are on the road to killing themselves so that if the budget bill passes with Harris's amendment intact, there will be a greater outcry. A letter was circulated by the pro-euthanasia group Compassion and Choices, which said, quote, "If this outrageous power grab succeeds, it will inspire opponents of medical aid in dying to seek a nationwide ban on medical aid in dying." Let's hope so. And now it's time for your market report. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 55 points and as of right now is up 27 points at 21,602. The NASDAQ yesterday closed up 30 points and as of right now is up 36 points at 6,380. The S&P 500 yesterday closed up 1 point and as of right now is up 8 points at 2,469. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed up 21 points and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed up 148. The London FTSE 100 closed up 40 points and the DAX in Germany closed up 21. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Macrina the Younger. You're listening to Crusade News.
Patrick Henry was famous for a lot more than give me liberty or give me death. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film, you may as well wait for the next Ice Age.
That's why I started FoundingFatherFilms.com. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest Founding Father stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at FoundingFatherFilms.com. That's FoundingFatherFilms.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Born around the year 330, St. Macrina the Younger came from a religiously illustrious family. Her grandmother was St. Macrina the Elder, her father, St. Basil the Elder, and her mother, St. Emilia. Of the 9 or 10 children of her parents' union, 5 of them are revered as saints: Basil the Great, Gregory of Nyssa, Peter of Sebaste, Naucratius, and St. Macrina the Younger. Macrina was engaged to be married, but her fiancé died before the wedding. She then proceeded to consecrate herself to Jesus as a virgin, living a life of prayer, study of sacred texts, and sacrifice, spending much time helping to form her younger brother in the faith. Saint Gregory of Nyssa wrote a book about his sister's sanctity. She embraced mortification even as she lay dying at the age of 49, spurning a bed and preferring the floor. Saint Macrina, pray for us. Catholic News Agency reports that there was a curious crackdown on Facebook yesterday, wherein the social media platform shut down over 20 Catholic pages without warning or explanation. 21 of the pages were based in Brazil and 4 were English-speaking, and all had significant followings, some in the hundreds of thousands and millions. Godwin Dele Adzadze, the Ghanaian administrator of the Facebook page entitled Jesus and Mary, whose cover photo is of the Sacred and Immaculate Hearts, was told on Monday by Facebook to upload a photo of himself because his account had been flagged for suspicious activity. When he did as requested, he was allowed back into his account, but notified that his Jesus and Mary page was disabled. Another Facebook page that was banned was the 6 million follower strong Catholic and Proud, run by Nigerian Kenneth Alimba. Some of the page administrators admitted to sending lawyers to Facebook's offices in Brazil. The response to the shutdowns was apparently enough to convince Facebook to restore the Catholic pages, because Catholic News Agency reported that all of them were working as of this morning. An interesting scientific development passed by the news desk yesterday. Reuters reports that scientists at the University of California, Riverside, have developed a paper that can be erased and reprinted up to 80 times, using nanoparticles and light to write on the paper.
So this is actually the nanoparticles that I'm talking at. What we do is we mix this one with this dye, which is has the blue color, and then we coat it on paper. We can coat it on glass or plastic, and then we can use some sort of mask with the writings we want. And when we shine a light on top of it, then after a couple of minutes, then we can see that the writings remain on this material.
The writing disappears after 5 days due to a chemical reaction between the oxygen in the air and the nanoparticle dye, but the erasure process can be sped up by simply heating the paper. It is hoped that this new discovery will help reduce the 70 tons of paper that the United States uses every year. In this Celestial Musings, why is the media still massively out of step with what the average American has on his or her mind? John Gabriel of Ricochet did a comparison of results from a Bloomberg poll on what Americans think are the main issues facing the nation at the moment, with results from a late June Media Research Center survey in which media time spent on differing topics was calculated to see what topics garnered the most and least amount of attention from the media. I would say the results are astonishing, but really, are they? As we would expect, given the behavior of the media at least since the inception of the Trump presidential candidacy, we see that the topics that Americans care most about, such as health care, unemployment and jobs, terrorism and immigration, are given remarkably little coverage despite the great interest in them. For example, 35% of Bloomberg respondents are concerned about health care, yet the media only devoted 4% of their coverage to it. 13% of Americans in the Bloomberg survey think the job market is the most important issue in America right now, but the issue only garnered 1% of media coverage. In contrast, only 6% of respondents to the Bloomberg survey said they were concerned about Russia. But coverage of Russia monopolized, are you sitting down, a full 75% of media issue coverage. It seems that the mainstream media has learned virtually no lessons from the 2016 elections, where despite their best efforts, the American people voted not according to the media's panic declarations of what a Trump presidency would portend, but according to their own thoughts and opinions. CNN producer John Bonifield was exposed weeks ago, saying that the Russia story is a witch hunt and that the only reason it garners such heavy coverage is that it gives ratings. What I think is going on is that CNN knows that people are not interested in the Russia story, but they want news. So they turn on their TVs and simply leave it running through all the Russia coverage, waiting for the real news to show up at some point. Maybe I'm wrong, but really, the people are just not as into the Russia story as the media thinks. And if the major news networks care to reclaim the respectability they were once afforded, they should return to covering the issues that the people really care about. Until then, as your faithful newscaster, I will strive to bring you, dear listener, the news that I believe you are interested in, both as a result of your submissions to me and as a result of the values promoted by the Veritas Radio Network. Know that we here appreciate you getting your news from the Crusade Channel and will always try our best to live up to your expectations. Your contributions are welcome. If you have a news tip, send it to news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News Talk and Saints Leader, the Crusade Channel.
And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.